help of the Lord to show us those areas in our lives where we are not properly plugged in. We are partially plugged in. One prong is engaged and the other one is outside. Therefore, no power. That's where we're going to start tonight. We're going to pray about different things this evening. But that's where we're going to start. God, help me to be plugged in. Properly, fully connected. Not partial. Partial connection will give you no power. No results. And some of us have lived our Christian life looking like we plugged in, but we're not. You may be coming to church and it looks like you plugged in, but you're not. And therefore, there's no power flowing out to you. You see other people heated up and alive and rejoicing and wondering what's going on. You see people laughing. I say, what was so funny? What was so funny? Why are you guys laughing? Because you're not there. Your body's there, but your spirit is not connected. We're going to ask God, help me to be fully engaged so I can be empowered by your spirit to fulfill my true destiny in you. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord, for the power of engagement. Thank you, Lord, for the power of total and complete connectivity. Lord, that's what we need. That's what I need in my life. That's what every son and every daughter in this house needs. That's what the body of Christ around the globe needs. That we'll be fully engaged, fully connected, all in. Not partly out and partly in, but totally in. Lord, oh God, not putting our hands on the plow and looking back, but looking focus, laser beam, in focus. Father, doing that which you have called us to do, because your grace is sufficient. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing that is destroying yokes and removing burdens. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for your anointing, oh God, that is shattering the strongholds of darkness and granting to us liberty. For where your spirit is, there is liberty. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for your spirit in and upon our lives, bringing about true liberty because we are connected to you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that we're engaged and we're empowered by your spirit to fulfill your divine purpose, destiny, and mandate for our lives. We give you praise, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our sovereign Lord. We call it done. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, you may be seated while I focus on the next thing that we're going to pray about. The reality of life is that we need breath to live. We need breath to live. When you don't have that life essence of breathing, you die. One of the first things that happens when somebody is born other than they hear sounds and stuff like that, is their eyes being open and light shines. A child in the womb comes out of the darkness of the womb, out of the watery place, and is born, and they see light. One of the first things that God declared was, let there be light. But light is a very interesting thing. We have light in this place, and it is diffused all over the place, and what it just gives us is a level of enlightenment. But light can be very intense, and light that is intense can not only give you the ability to see, but at the same time it can be something that blinds you. So people can be blinded by light. Interesting. Light is harmless, as we see it right now. But light can be so focused that it becomes a knife. A laser can cut. So on one side, light is doing things that make you see, and light can make you blind. Light can make it possible for you to appreciate things. Light can cut. And if it's going to cut like a knife, it has to be used appropriately. So we even have what we call laser surgery. And you can do laser surgery on your eyes. So light can burn things. Light can heat up things. Light can do all kinds of things. And you say, Pastor, what are you saying? I'm saying we need to pray that that which God has given to us, that we know how to use it efficiently, effectively, for every season. That when we need light just to brighten up things so we can see clearly, that we are able to do that. God used light to blind Paul, even though it was for a season, so that he can go somewhere and somebody else can come lay hands on him, and then he could see. God used light in different ways. God has given us his word. And that word is meant to be used in different ways for particular seasons. And it says, out of season and in season. The prayer is this: God, the things that you have invested in me, help me to properly, effectively use them so that at every season of my life, there is no loss of purpose. Every season of my life, there is no loss of purpose. I know how to use it appropriately, efficiently, properly, what you have given to me. And God has given to us many things. And the one thing he has given to us can play many roles, just like light. Say, I don't have anything, I only have this pot of oil. And God says, it can play lots of roles. All I have is these 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And God says, I can use that to to do all kinds of things. All I have is water. And God says, I can use that to do all kinds of things. Because the word of God can produce whatever I need. Amen? It can produce it. So God grant me the understanding to know how to use efficiently, properly, that which you have given to me. Let me know what you have given to me. Let me be able to understand it. And know that this thing that you've given to me can be anything. Can be anything. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Let's talk to the Lord. Glory be to God. Oh, Father, I give you praise. I thank you, Lord, oh God, that that which you've given to us can accomplish anything that we desire. There is no limitation to your word. That's what you filled us with. When you breathe into us, you breathe into us your word. We are word carriers. And Lord, today we ask, oh God, for the grace to understand how to use efficiently, effectively, the word of your grace. So, Lord, oh God, that we can accomplish your divine purpose now and at all times. We are trusting you, God, for miracles. We are trusting you, God, for the outpouring of your Holy Spirit like never before. We are asking, oh God, for the sufficiency of your anointings to flow in us and through us in a way, oh God, that glorifies you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords forever. Blessed be your holy name. That which you have given to us, oh God, help us, oh God, to use efficiently. Help us, oh God, to understand your giftings in our lives. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that we are effective in season and out of season. At all times, in every situation, we are not found lacking. Because, God, there's no lack in you. There's no lack in your word. Your word produces whatever it is that needs to be produced. Therefore, Father, in Jesus' name, let that godness, oh God, that is encapsulated in you, be put in us by the presence of your word. So, Lord, oh God, that we can begin to do those things that need to be done for your glory and for your honor. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Please let the one that is upstairs know somebody is asking to be admitted on Zoom. Praise God. What God has given to me, let it accomplish everything that needs to be accomplished. Let me know how to use it effectively. I find that that's what many times we lack in. It's not that we don't have what it takes. It's just that we don't know how to use it effectively. No understanding of application of truth. So we're going to go a little bit deeper in our understanding of what we're talking about here. We're going to talk about praying to apply. Applying the Word of God. Knowing how to apply the Word of God in every situation. The Word of God says, in Timothy, he says, study the word of God so that you can be a workman approved of God who rightly divides, rightly uses. rightly applies the word of truth. It's crucial. If I don't know how to apply the word of God, I may have it, and because I don't know how to apply it, get no results. And I'll be griping and complaining. Well, God doesn't love me. God doesn't care about my situation. I prayed about this and I prayed about that, and nothing happened. And meanwhile, God is watching and waiting on me to do what I need to do. It says in 2 Timothy 3, starting to read from verse 14, 2 Timothy 3, beginning to read from verse 14. It says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. Continue thou in the things that you have learned and has been assured of. You've learned it and you've been assured of it. Known whom thou hast learned them. Watch that statement. Knowing of whom thou hast learned them. First of all, you've learned them by the Spirit of God. You've learned them by the written word. You've learned them by the man or woman of God that has taught you those words. And he says, identify the person that you learned it from. Is the person upright, steadfast to the truth? Then you need to be assured of it. Then you really need to learn it. This man is a man of integrity. The Holy Spirit is a spirit of integrity. The Word of God is a word of that has integrity. Okay, then don't come at that word with a double mind. A double-minded person receives nothing from God. You may receive a prophetic word. It is the word of God, a prophetic word that's declared over you. And you go like this with it, and the word comes and goes, and you don't get anything. You say, well, I knew it. No. The problem was not the word. The problem was you. Why is the problem you? Because you did not believe what the man of God said. You didn't know who you learned those words from. You were not certain, so you took it with a grain of salt. You didn't receive it and say, that's the word of God, because I know this is a man of God and this is a woman of God. They believe what God said. They hear from God. And I know God didn't bring this person into my life to confuse me or to deceive me. So God, my trust is in you. So I am assured that that word is going to be fulfilled in my life. And therefore, I'm going to learn. When we're talking about learning that word, we're talking about coming to the place where we know how it works and therefore are able to apply it efficiently to the glory of God. We understand it. We understand it. And we are increasing in it. When you learn something, you are increasing in knowledge. Yeah? So when I receive the word of the Lord, either by preaching or by prophetic declaration or word of knowledge, it comes to me in that seed form. Now I need to feed it. I need to water it so that it goes through its different stages. First stage is the seed dies. looks like that word, I don't know if it's going to happen, but because you know who you got it from, you hold on to it. No, it's not dead, because there's resurrection life within the seed. Amen? So that seed shoots up, it gets rooted, and the plant begins to grow until it becomes fruitful. But the fruitfulness was in the seed form. So what's the point I'm saying? I'm saying when we receive the word of God, we begin to apply by faith, we begin to apply the truth that we've heard, that we've received, and not let go of it. It goes on and says, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise. The holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise. They are able to make you wise. So at one point when you received it, you were not wise, but the scriptures, the word of God, is able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ, which is in Christ Jesus. That's the whom you've learnt it from. He is the word. And then 16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. The word of God brings you to that place where you become that man of God that is made perfect. So we've got to apply the word of God to become whatever it is that we need to be. Amen? So our prayer focus here is, God, help me to apply your word. Let me not let go of your word. Whether I read it in the scriptures, heard it as a prophetic declaration, whichever way that word has come to me, I'm holding on to it, I'm watering it, and I'm declaring that there will be a manifestation. No matter how long this takes, there will be a manifestation. Amen? I don't know if I ever told you about one time many years ago, I guess close to 20 years ago now, I was planting some seeds of some carrots in this little patch behind by our patio. At that time, we used to live in a townhouse complex. And the tomatoes were growing because they were planted them. They were already there, and we just took them from the nursery and stuck them down, so they were doing okay. And I did the line thing on the soil, put the carrots, and waited. Nothing. One day I wanted to just go dig that whole thing out and put something else. Waste of time. Bad seeds. He lost his hold it. Leave it alone. So I left it alone. Came another day and saw some green things. I thought initially maybe that was grass or weed or something. But it's all in a line. It's my carrots. My carrots were there. Sometimes we can be so impatient that we do not, through patience, bring about the manifestation of the will of God. Become impatient. And when we become impatient or allow other people to cause us to become impatient, we lose out. So we need to be able to apply the word of God and stick with it. That's the point. Amen? So let us pray about that, that we'll be a people who, through the grace of God's presence and power, and through patience, see the manifestation of God's will in our lives. Will you pray? Thank you, Father. Oh, we give you praise, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise. Help us, O God, to see the manifestation of your promise. Your word says, O God, in Hebrews 6:12, that he be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Lord, O God, thank you, Lord, for the grace of faith and patience and grace to identify men and women of God who are walking uprightly and pursuing your heartbeat, to see the manifestation of your will in our lives, to see the manifestation of your word, your promises, receiving that inheritance. Bring us, O God, to that place of application where we apply the principles of your word, O God, in every situation. Help us, Father, to not let go of your word at any time, under any circumstance. This day we water your word. We bring the necessary nourishments to it in our worship, in our adoration, in our giving, in our obedience, declaring, O God, that there be a manifestation of your divine will in our lives. Lord, O God, even now as we have received your word that it is the month of acceleration, Father, we believe and receive, O God, the grace to experience supernatural acceleration, O God, in every area of our lives for your glory and honor. Lord God, in Jesus' name, let the resistance of the enemy to your word, O God, fail utterly. Because, Father, O God, our faith, O God, is in you, not on our circumstance. It is in your word, not on the words of the enemy. It is in your truth, not on the lies and deceptive ways of the evil one. For, Lord, O God, this day we apply your word. We receive the grace to apply this eternal word. And we experience divine breakthroughs in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Whatever it has been written, O God, was written for our knowledge. Your word says, O God, in Romans 15 and verse 4, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. We receive the necessary hope, O God, to do that which is pleasing in your sight. Wait upon the Lord. For they that wait upon you mount on wings like eagles. They run and they are not weary. They walk and they do not faint. They are like you, a God who doesn't wear out, isn't weary, who doesn't faint. We are like you, our Father. We apply your word, we speak your word, and we turn bad situations around. For the declaration of faith is building a future for us that is graced with all of the splendor and the beauty, the environment of heaven in the earth, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to make a slight detour at this point. We're going to pray for the people in the Ukraine. The events, the happenings in the Ukraine are not easily understood. We say, well, Russia, the big country, at least that's what the VP in the US said, the big country went and attacked the small country, and it's not good. Well, we accept that. But there are so many reasons why that war is happening right now. And we may not necessarily hear it on the news, because it may not be politically correct to talk about it. But what I do know is we need God's mercy. What is happening in the Ukraine right now happened before. It happened before, but specifically against the Jews. A lot of the damage that happened to the Jews happened right there. And in a sense, and that's why we need to pray for Poland too. Because some of the cities that are now in the Ukraine used to be part of Poland. They massacred Jews right there. So all the pain that they are experiencing right now was pain that was experienced by the Jews at a particular time. And while that is true, and the enemy wants to capitalize on those seeds of yesteryears and impact so many lives, because of bitterness, many are troubled. We're going to cry out for mercy, that God will extend mercy to these nations, and that this onslaught that led to the Second World War, that these things will fail. And the agenda of the enemy who wants to capitalize, remember we just prayed about applying the word. And the word of God says, as a promise, those that bless Abraham get blessed. Those that curse Abraham get cursed. The enemy knows that word, and he knows how to apply it. So we're going to ask for grace and mercy to supersede that. That mercy will today come over this situation and override judgment. So that, because if that doesn't happen, it will spill over. That's not, we have a short window of time. And if we don't speak the word of God, we can lose our time. Time is precious for the church right now. precious, precious, precious thing. This gospel of the kingdom needs to be preached. So we're going to pray for mercy, and that God will intervene because of his mercy, not because of his justice or judgment, but because of mercy, and put a hold to what's going on so that lives can be transformed all around the world. The battle started there because the devil wants to bring about disaster. Another reason why that war is going on right now. I'm not going to go to all the obvious ones that you can listen to on the news. Is that a Russian Orthodox Church, and it has what you might call its own pope, kind of a thing. Let's call him a pope. And that church was split a few years ago, and there is a Ukrainian Orthodox Church that was under the Russian one. So we have another leadership here, and the leadership in Russia wants the leadership in Ukraine, the Catholic Church, the Orthodox Church, to remain part of, you know, you guys can't break off. You stay here. So we have that blessing all the atrocities, the one in Russia blessing all the atrocities happening in the Ukraine. It's all mixed up, a mess. We're going to ask. While we ask for mercy, we're going to ask for God's intervention to break that religious stronghold. Because there's a religious spirit. This is a religious war also. God, break that religious spirit that wants to put people in bondage. If you don't do it my way, I kill you. In the name of God, it's devilish. I can go on and state all kinds of reasons why the war is going on, but let's leave it as that for now. And just ask God for mercy and ask God to destroy that religious spirit that is trying to bring about disaster. It's trying to do its thing, but in an evil way. God wants us to be one, but not by killing each other. Love is not a killer. So let's ask God for mercy. Temper justice with mercy. And Lord, dismantle the stronghold of this religious spirit that's destroying lives. Destroying lives, innocent lives are being destroyed. Third thing we're going to pray. Expose the agents of evil that are manipulating. Oh, let me not start. There are agents of evil that are working. You see, when there's war, somebody's getting rich. Somebody's getting rich. Don't let anybody fool you. Somebody's getting rich. Somebody's getting and grabbing more power. While everybody's looking at this area, they're doing their thing over on this side. We're going to ask God to expose the lies of the enemy, but not only expose it, but disgrace the agents of the evil that is happening in our world today, whether it's with the COVID or Ukraine or any other issues happening in our world. Expose and bring shame. Expose them. Let them be shamed by their actions so that everyone is very aware of what they're doing. Amen? God is answering when we pray. God is answering. God is answering all the time. And God told us about New York. We saw it. God talked to us about the media. We're seeing it. And there's more to happen. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the sufficiency of grace. Thank you, Lord God, that your loving kindness and your tender mercies are releasing favor unto us as your people. We bless you and magnify your holy name. We ask, O God, that mercy be extended to all of the people in the Ukraine, all of the people, that nation, all of the nations, O God, that the Nazis occupied and operated from to bring about disaster to our world in exterminating, O God, the sons of Abraham. We ask, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, O God, that while seeds have been sown in the past that are causing pain in the present, Lord, O God, that you be the God who heals, restores, and makes whole, that, Lord, O God, that mercy will supersede justice and cause wholeness to take place. We are asking, O God, that you will intervene in this war. Lord, O God, you've been doing it. You've been hearing us, and you've been mobilizing and turning things around. And Lord, O God, there is an onslaught of the enemy against the Ukrainians that will crush them. But Lord, O God, today we are putting our hand out, and we're saying, no further, in the name of Jesus. Lord, O God, angelic hosts, come even now, intervene and slow down what the enemy has plotted in the name of Jesus. But Lord, O God, we don't just want peace in that land. We want the Prince of Peace, you, the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to come into that land with saving grace to save your people, those that you died for. Oh God, let them experience salvation even now. Extend your mercy, oh God, to this nation. Extend your mercy, oh God, to Poland. Lord, intervene because of your mercy and put a hold to what's going on. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that this onslaught and this agenda of the enemy will fail. It must fail. It must fail. It must fail. It must fail. We declare, God, broken now the religious spirit that wants to put people in bondage. Father, by the authority of your word, we declare, God, that judgment, O God, will come upon this diabolical spirit. The Lord, O God, wants to cause people to be connected to something that is not the truth. In the name of Jesus, expose, O God, every agent of darkness. Expose them, Father. Expose them, O God, and their evil dealings. In the mighty name of Jesus, bring, O God, your plans, O God, and your agendas, O God, to naught. Bring them, O God, expose them even now. In Jesus' name, let shame come upon them. Lord, O God, that they may cry out, O God, for a new covering, a covering, O God, that comes from you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. For God, you are God who will heal, and you will grace, O God, the people that repent with a cloak of righteousness. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, Father, for what you are doing, for what you will continue to do in our land. Thank you, Lord, O God, that no longer will your people be blinded and walk in the darkness. But Lord, O God, that every man and every woman will be aware, Father, of what the truth is, Because you, the God of heaven, the God of all the universe, reveals what the truth is. And that awareness causes your people to make the right decisions. We give you praise, O God, for this is done by the authority of your word forever. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to pray one more prayer, and then we're going to pray for the meetings coming up this next week. This next prayer is for those that right now are very sick. Might be because of COVID, it might be because of whatever else. So many have lost their loved ones. This diabolical thing has destroyed so many lives. Believers, non-believers. We received a word from the Lord that our bodies are not conducive for the multiplication of viruses. I thank God for that. I know of a dear son of God, a man of God, who is very sick right now. I don't know all what the reason for his sickness is, but he is in a bad place. I'm told that the oxygen in his body was at 38%. That is like dead person. And they had to fight to raise it up to the 70s, which is still low. You have to be, well, 70s is not exactly too low, but it's not the best place. He's fighting for his life. And there's so many people like that. We're going to pray for God's healing power to flow and touch the sick in our community. Bring healing to people. In January, during our special meetings here, I ended up in the hospital. Never been in a hospital before, sick for anything. I felt I was all there, and until Mama starts telling me stories, oh, you were very sick. Oh, and I said, no, not that bad, no. Oh, yeah, you were very bad, no. But what do I know? I know what I know, and she knows what she knows. But I know. But I was there, and I had to battle. When I say battle, it was not really a fight. I just knew there were demonic forces. Because God opened my eyes and I could see into the spirit realm and exercise my authority. I applied the word of God and shut down the enemy. I know that the angel of death came. And it too was shut down. So I know the reality of that. I had no pain. None of that. So I don't understand any of that. But all I knew was I was weak. But God restored my health. The enemy tried, I don't want to go and talk about all of those things again tonight, but the enemy tried every avenue to get me into his loop so he can have his way. But I didn't fall for any of that because the Word of God was alive in me and the Word of God was taking control, was God's Word was in control. We're going to pray tonight for this man of God. We're going to use him as a point of contact to declare that God's glory be made manifest wherever he is, and that the enemy will experience total defeat. Amen? When I got back from the hospital, the Sunday I was going to be in church here, the Lord opened my eyes and I saw him. And he said to some people, take him to the hospital, I need him there. Then I became very aware, okay. The reason I was there was because God wanted me there. Because I knew what word he gave to me, that my body was not conducive. And thank God, it was not. Because one day they say, you don't have COVID. And then the next day they say, I think you have COVID. Then the doctor says, what are you doing on the COVID floor? My body was not busy multiplying. Hallelujah. Praise God. It was not multiplying. It was not increasing. It was not conducive for the multiplication of that virus. So I thank God for that. His word is eternally true. But I was there. I ended up there in the hospital. But thank God for grace. Grace brought me out. Hallelujah. So tonight, we're going to pray for a mighty move of God's healing grace. I heard a word from the Lord. COVID was not going to be here with us forever. Because it's corrupting the virus so that it loses its ability to multiply. But in line with that, he said there was going to be a super spreader. So I'm expecting a spreading of this virus all over, but it's going to hit a wall. Amen? So, but before it does that, we don't want to lose any men or women of God, children of God. We want everyone to be armed and ready to do battle against the forces of darkness and bring in the harvest. Amen? So let us pray. I'm not going to give you the name of the man of God. Just pray. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, O God, for the presence of grace, for healing, for deliverance. Lord, O God, thank you, Lord, O God, that you're the God who turns things around and causes wholeness to come to the body of Christ. Father, let there be an outpouring of your Holy Spirit. Let there be an outpouring, O God, of your healing anointing. Let it begin to invade, O God, our nation and invade our world. We declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that this virus be corrupted. And Lord, O God, that as you corrupt it, O God, that you annihilate it, that we will not be telling the stories of COVID as a present tense thing, but Lord, O God, as something that is past, something in our past, something that, Lord, O God, we will not talk to our children about ever. In the name of Jesus, heal, deliver, set free your people. This day, O God, we thank you that your power is present to dismantle every activity of the enemy. Lord, show yourself, O God, strong. We send your word now, O God, to your sons and your daughters. We'll release your word, O God. It goes forth as an evil-seeking missile. It seeks to destroy every sickness and every disease and bring your people to the place of divine wholeness. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree this so by the authority of your word. Wholeness, wholeness, wholeness for your sons and for your daughters. Thank you, Lord, O God, for your authority. Thank you, Lord, O God, that sickness and disease have been addressed by you. For by the stripes that Jesus Christ, our Lord, bore, by those stripes, your people are healed. Lord, let your healing power flow. Touch the sick people in our community. We declare that your word, O God, be manifested wherever your sons and your daughters are, O God, that may be sick. And Lord, O God, that the enemy will experience total defeat. We pray, O God, for a mighty move of your grace, O Lord, a mighty move of your spirit, O God, in our land. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lord, O God, let, O God, this virus called COVID, in whatever forms that it has manifested itself, hit the dead end road and be crushed once and for all. In Jesus, our Lord's name, we call it done. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Father, we want to thank you for your glory manifested in our lives. We want to thank you that you are God supreme. I want to ask you, God, to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Do for this, your church, what this church cannot do for itself. Do for our families what we cannot do as families. We are trusting you for supernatural grace, for breakthroughs, to be transformed, to move from one dimension to another, to move from the natural to the supernatural. Father, thank you, Lord, O God, that your hand is upon our lives as your people. And Lord, O God, that you bring in about a transformation for your church, for your household of faith that cannot be denied. Blessed be your holy name, Most High God. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord, O God, that the powers of darkness are shattered in the authority of your glorious name and your word. Thank you for peace which passes all understanding. Thank you, Lord, O God, that many, O God, are going to come to the place of real, true salvation. Blessed be your holy name, that we will be fully connected, fully attached to you, and therefore have the fullness of your power flowing in us and through us. Lord, O God, energize your people by the presence of your grace. And Lord, O God, impact our community in the name of Jesus. Lord, O God, let there be transformation, O God, in all of the systems, O God, in our world today, in our nation, in our community. Father, touch, touch, touch. Lord, O God, reverse, O God, things, O God, that are in the path. Lord, O God, even as you were buried and the stone was rolled away, so, Lord, O God, let the stone, O God, that the enemy has rolled, O God, to block and to hinder as a sign of security and guarantee that we will not rise, that we will not fulfill our destiny. Let that stone be rolled away. And may we, O God, stand forth as a people raised up by your Spirit to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, that we are not stoppable. We are not hinderable. Lord, oh God, we cannot be resisted in the name of Jesus, because, oh God, the power that lives in us, that's transformed us, overwhelms the enemy at all times. Your light, oh God, shining brightly, is shattering strongholds. It's cutting like a laser beam, oh God, the enemy. Father, we give you praise, oh God. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise, Most High. We give you praise, for victory is ours. Lord, oh God, the victory, oh God, that is shattering the strongholds of the enemy in government, in corporations, in families, in wherever they might be, to hinder your purpose. Lord, oh God, those things are cut off, shut down. We are transformed and we are alive in you. Blessed be your holy name. Our marriages are transformed and alive. Our children transformed and alive. Our fathers and mothers transformed and alive. Family members transformed and alive. Your church transformed and alive. Lord, oh God, our business is transformed and alive. Everything that pertains to us is impacted, oh God, by your resurrection life. And Lord, oh God, we are all alive in you, testifying of the goodness of the Lord forever. In Jesus, our sovereign Lord's name, we call it so done. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is good. Hallelujah.